Hello everyone, Dr. Kerry Yerkew here, and welcome to today's presentation on how was your 2020? And I started this company, True North Practice Management, to help people with their practices so that they can do better with their clinics, with their patients, and have a vision and mission for a much bigger reach in their communities. So how was your 2020? So True North Practice Management is a coaching company that was started last year, and we help all types of health professionals with their practices. And we help with in the form of free webinars like this one. We have paid webinars. We have mastermind groups and master classes within the group. And then we have one-on-one coaching. We also have affiliate agreements with product suppliers and other services like insurance and finance, product companies. And we are very active on social media as well as active on YouTube, LinkedIn. And so we have a strong presence on in the social media community. We started a website which was launched last week. It was about 8 months in the making, called Healthcare Classified. We saw a demand for classified services where our clients and prospective clients wanted to advertise their opportunity, whether they were looking for an associate, they wanted to sell their practice, they were looking for a therapist to build their team. So we had a number of clients and clinics looking for people. And then we also had students that were looking for opportunities. So we started Healthcare Classified. You can go on that site, post an ad, and basically find great opportunities and great people for your clinic. So how did you do in 2020? That's the question. And 2020 was a very challenging year. Usually the last month of the year, I like to look back at my year and see how I did. And the statistics kind of tell the story for me. And then I like to qualify those statistics and find out, well, what led to those great results? Or why did we do poorly in a certain area? So that's how I like to look back. And 2020 is different because a lot of people were off work for a few weeks, or some were off for a month or two. Some had increased demand. Some had lower demand for their services. Some are still dealing with the effects of how things have gone this year. So I would recommend that you do spend some time just kind of look back at your year and look at your statistics and take a look and see you know, how you did compared to other years. If you were off, you know, for a month or two, I would prorate your numbers as well and just take a look at prorated how you did this year versus the previous years too. If you want our help, we'd be happy to help you with that, and we could just set up a consultation, and I'll offer you that at the end of this webinar, as well as in the webinar notes, and the if this is posted on social media, there'll be a link for a free consultation on there. So how do we measure? Well, in health clinics, I like to measure with new patient numbers. So how many new clients did you get? How many visits did those clients have? What were the services that they received? And what were your billings and collections for that? And then I like to break that down into averages. What was the average collection per visit? What was the average collection per new patient? And how many visits did each new patient have? So I kind of run some key metrics that tell me more about the clinic and how it's operating. For vision, every business, including healthcare clinics, need a vision. And most healthcare clinics, our goal is to change lives and save lives. So we really want to see people healthy. We want to see people doing the things they love to do. And when they're in pain or have disability, we want to help them. So our vision is to change and save lives. And certain clinics have detailed vision of what they want to do in their communities. I always encourage health professionals to think outside the box, think a little bit bigger, and think about how they can help people in their community or even farther than that. So maybe down the road, you want to have another clinic. Maybe you want to be inspirational for people in your industry. So you want to inspire them and have a farther reach. Maybe it's within your state or province. Maybe it's within the country or worldwide. I mean, I encourage people to have a bigger vision for their future. And that's one of the services we offer when we're doing our coaching. And also you have to have a sense of purpose. So this is the mission. And it's important that you think about what your mission is. And every person's a little different. So we want to work with the unique factors that each health professional brings to their profession. And everybody has their own true north. And I like the name of our company because we want to find out what your true north is. And we want to work with that so that you put your unique stamp on your community and how you're going to help people and make a difference. I think every clinic, every practice has to give great service. And so it's important to put the patient first. It's important to understand where the patient's coming from, so have empathy and to relate to them, have good listening skills, good communication skills, and then give the patient a sense of a direction of what you're going to do for them, lay out a plan. And so it's important that the patient knows what the expectations are from them and what your service is going to provide. And it has to be clear cut. The follow-ups have to be clear cut as far as what you're going to do with that patient, the timing of the visits, the length of the visits, the cost of the visits. If there's insurance involved, it's important to have all of those steps clearly communicated to the patient and then telling them what to expect. So that's important. And in healthcare, for us, it's important to give great service. And a lot of that is communication and empathy, putting the patient first. Marketing is important, especially if you're a young clinic, you're just getting started, you're a young professional. Marketing is almost exclusively done on social media. It can be done on your building or in your community as well. But this year, I would say things have shifted so that most marketing is done on social media. So you need to have a good social media strategy. I would recommend that professionals be on Instagram and Facebook, but also a LinkedIn for referrals between professionals. And there's other platforms that are kind of up and coming. Your website should be updated regularly. And I think doing events like webinars are a great way to get the word out into the community. So I'd recommend a social media marketing strategy. And that's something that we do with our clients here at True North. Teamwork is so important. And hiring the right team members, the best supportive staff, the best professionals to work with you, making sure that they bring their own unique services to your clinic. So early in my career, I started a locum service and then it quickly expanded to multiple health professionals in the dental, medical industry, chiropractic, and we started hiring a whole bunch of people to be placed in various clinics. Some of them ended up being permanent placements. And I learned a lot during that time of how to interview and hire staff. Eventually, I had my own staff and I trained them on how to do that. But we were a recruiting firm and an HR company that placed the best people in clinics. And today, I think it's even easier because putting an ad for a team member on Facebook, searching for someone on LinkedIn, it can be done very easily. And a lot of the interviews now can be done using technology as well. So we have a three-step process for hiring. And then once the person is hired, we want to see them maximize their potential in your clinic. So we want to give them clear direction. We want to have regular staff meetings. And we want to give them job responsibilities and challenge them to grow, whether it's a growth with their own skill set or technologically. We want to continue to grow and be leaders cutting edge in our community. For statistics, I shared a little bit with that about that earlier, but for statistics, I like to use Google Sheets, and I like to share the statistics with my clients. So my clients will enter their information on Google Sheets. I'll get the update, and then I can comment at the next one-on-one coaching session. I'll point out some things that are going great, maybe some things that need attention. But statistics, I find, really tell the story, but they lag what you're doing in the clinic. So if you've implemented a marketing strategy, the statistics won't show that for a few weeks or a few months. So it's important for us to connect the dots and put the statistics in the right perspective. For systems, our goal in the clinic is to run efficient systems. So what I find with my clients is having systems in place that are easy to use, simple. We cut out unnecessary steps. It lowers the stress level. It increases our capacity to see people. And it just makes everyone's experience, the patient's experience, the staff, the health professionals in there and their supportive staff, everything just runs a lot smoother. And I like to use algorithms or flowcharts for that. So just basically looking at what are the steps, are those steps necessary, and are there any steps that we need to remove in order to make that experience better for the patient. Sometimes that involves actually redesigning the clinic a bit or remodeling or designing if it's a brand new clinic, it makes it kind of easy. I've just been working with some clients on opening a brand new clinic. So designing the structure from what I've seen over the years in multiple clinics, that could be a huge benefit just starting from scratch. But if you need to remodel, we can definitely suggest that. We have lots of experience with design and the structure of the clinic to make things flow a little bit easier. Scheduling is so important. And as a health professional, having more time for a new patient, follow-up visits, now with telehealth, phone consultations or Zoom calls. And just a way of confirming these appointments via text or email, dealing with missed appointments, rescheduling, that's all very important for a clinic. We need systems to make sure the schedule's running on time or as close as possible, and that patients aren't waiting too long, patients are seen in a timely manner, patients can get follow-up appointments in a timely manner as well. So we work with our clients to make sure that their schedule is efficient, that there's flexibility, and there's ease of use, whether it's a new patient booking an appointment with you online or rescheduling their own appointment or you moving their appointment for them. It should be an easy process to do with technology now and the software systems that are available. Sometimes we have to press the reset button. And what I mean by that is sometimes things are in disarray and clients come to see us and say, I really need your help. I like to focus back on the vision and the mission and then start to rebuild, restructure based on that. And so sometimes we have to hit the reset button and it takes a few weeks or months to reset things. But once we do, it's well worth the process because down the road, the benefits are tremendous for years to come. And then how do you define success? Do you define success as the number of people you've seen, the outcomes you've had with those people? Do you define success of the growth of your business? Is it personal as well? So there's a number of ways that we can define success, and there's no one way to do that. And that's why I like to find out from my clients, what does success mean to them? And then we want to measure their success, and whether it's quantitative statistics, qualitative factors, like how they feel about their practice, how they feel about seeing clients and patients. We want to basically make sure that they have a well-rounded approach in the clinic as well as outside the clinic too. We want a good work-life balance, and we want our professionals being healthy and successful. If you're interested in a consultation, I'll put a link below. We're currently offering a free 30-minute consultation. So if you'd like to know how we can help you personally or help your clinic or your practice, we'd be happy to meet with you. Most of our meetings are done initially on the phone, but we also use Google Meet for our meetings as well. So we can do video conferencing. And it's a very simple, easy process to pick a day and a time, very flexible schedule. And then we look forward to talking to you for your initial consultation. So feel free to book that by clicking on the link below. If you have any questions, you can always leave a comment below or DM us. And we look forward to seeing you next time.